I'm feeling better about life already.
It's the new year!
Yay!
Who wouldn't feel better about life?
I'm feeling 2016. So much better about life these days.
And it's Wonderful Wine Wednesday.
And I never feel bad about life.
Wow.
Sometimes it just gets over the top.
Sometimes it can get overwhelming, but we got a fresh start, ladies and gentlemen.
It's
thanks
never
for tuning
overwhelming.
In.
Sometimes it's a little underwhelming.
Oh, well, that too. Uh-huh. I like the way you're thinking.
Not this year.
We're glass half full kind of ladies, or full to the brim.
That's right.
It's Wine Wednesday, and you're listening to the Vero Insider, the first show of 2016. Whoop, whoop.
I'm so excited.
Me too. That's my partner in crime, Kitty Wagner of Blue Star, right downtown in the Garden District of Vero.
In the middle of the Garden District on 14th
She's
Avenue.
She's branding it, folks. Just let's go with it.
I just want to let you know that that's what it is.
And I am your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Really excited to kick off 2016 with a bang. We're going to be...
And some cooler weather. Thank God.
It's really nice. A little sweater.
I was starting to
get flannel shirt.
My
Katie
good demeanor
sexy in a
was getting kind of meaner with this hot weather.
Yeah.
It I just got tired
feel like
of being
Christmas.
Hot. Yeah. Well, I don't... It's always Christmas in my mind.
Wow.
When you're simple and light upstairs, it's never a bad day.
You know, it was the first time, although I've spent 12 Christmases down here.
At least.
In Vero from Michigan.
Yeah.
It was the first time where I didn't really, even though I was all set up and the house was sparkling with the lights and everything, the heat was
and
so
it was
much
dark
more
outside.
This time.
Everything was ready to go.
Yeah.
Except it, yeah.
I mean, not even like a cool gust.
It wasn't cold enough to wasn't. Make me want to bake cookies.
Right.
I was like, well, maybe we should have salad. That's not cool.
It's totally different.
Yeah,
Santa was disappointed. Nonsense, folks. It's actually, you're right. It's a nice break in the weather.
Yeah.
In fact, you brought us a delicious Priorat. It's a red.
Yep.
That's
red from
Spain.
Priorat, Spain. Yep. It's awesome.
So drinkable.
It's
not
Joan
heavy, not intense.
Ginet. It's a Priorat. It's a 2007, which is really nice. I just found this. I've been moving boxes around in my wine room at the house, which is, you know,
that's
a project.
It's my favorite room
of
your house.
There's too many boxes in there. And I started moving around. I'm like, when did I buy this? I don't even know what it is. I don't remember anything about it. And then I moved some more boxes, and there was another case. And I thought, well,
I must have liked it.
If I bought two cases, I must have really liked it. So I got on my computer and I Facebook it. It's a 93-point wine from Spain. And I think I picked it up for a steal. And it's delicious.
It is really delicious. And this is the perfect kind of weather. In fact, some of your really delicious, slow-cooked, all-day braised meats would be great with this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's not a big knock-you-out heavy hitter, but it's on the medium
but
to
it has,
heavy.
Yeah.
It's full it's full-flavored and full-bodied, but it's not... it's not a syrup. It's
exactly.
Really, really nice.
And I really
I could have some complete grilled lamb with this.
Yes.
Or it'd be some barbecue. It'd be amazing.
So it's got this cherry, clean, very bright.
Yeah, there's a little smoky tannins in there too. Like
right
a, like
at the
a
entrance, right at the forefront.
Paprika, yeah, right in the front. And a little chewy leather in there. It's really nice.
A lot of red fruits. But it's structured without being overwhelming. It's not going to say this is the end of the night wine. That
I'm aiming for that in my life. A little balance. Structured without being overwhelming.
There you go. Just a touch of structure. Don't need a whole lot of rules.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. That's how we need to start off 26. Not a whole lot
perfect
of rules.
Perfect wine for the day.
That's right. Well, I thank you for bringing them. That's right, folks. It's not just one. It's two bottles.
Yeah.
It's an hour long
show. We got
show.
A whole hour. That's only two glasses.
So is this going to be available at the Blue Star, which is completely revamped?
I don't know. It might just be available.
It might be a Kitty exclusive.
Poolside at Kitty's house. I'm not sure.
Love that. Oh, this
it's
would be good for a sangria.
Actually, I should take it in because it would go great with that lamb shank that I've got on the menu right now.
Well, speaking of all the new things at Blue Star.
Everything's new.
January 1, bam, kicked it off with a brunch, a pajama brunch.
Yep. Our
packed
pajama,
the house.
Yep. I'm glad that we did that. Last year, it was the first year I'd ever done a New Year's Day brunch. Nobody's open except for IHOP and chain restaurants. And I thought, well, you know, Let's just have a pajama brunch. And I come in my pajamas
too fun.
And cook. And it's real
two
simple.
Two for one Bellinis and mimosas.
It was two
you
for
had
one
me at hello.
Everything.
Oh, shush.
Yeah. Tony and Carly came in and Tony had two for one on the Macallan Rare Cask, which is $60 a shot.
Oh.
Yeah. He was loving life.
Way to manipulate the terminology there. Good job, sir.
No.
Bravo
to
you.
We love that guy. He loves great scotch, and I love him for it because that's what he likes.
Absolutely.
But yeah, we had a really fun time at brunch, and we did the Crab Benedict. And this year, you would have loved it. I did a Tenderloin Benedict, which I have Ooh. Never done. And I didn't think it would sell, but man, it was fast and furious, gone in 60 seconds. Like, seriously.
Nice.
It was crazy.
I am a big fan
Tenderloin,
of Nicolas Cage.
Poached eggs, grilled asparagus, béarnaise. And if you wanted to, you could go all the way downtown and add the foie gras add-on to it.
Ah.
With some big old chunks of foie gras.
It was to die for. And did people opt for it?
Yeah, they did.
I bet.
Oh.
Well, that's sort of like the perfect.
I can't wait to do it again.
I spent too much time on New Year's Eve drinking and overindulging.
Yeah.
And there's something about steak and hollandaise that makes it all better.
It was good. And I did the potatoes O'Brien with the bell peppers and onions and potatoes sauteed in a little, maybe some bacon fat that I had from the bacon. But it was really
That's
good.
That's what makes it so delicious.
And it was fun for me because we went from 12 to 4 instead of 11 to 3. So I got to sleep a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And everybody, we all had a good time. We had some reggae going in the kitchen. Everybody showed up for brunch in their pajamas. My staff showed up in pajamas. And half the people I talked to when I went table to table were like, this is great. We're going to go home and go back to bed. I'm like, that's the whole point.
Let us not have to overachieve today.
Hit the couch,
just enjoy.
Watch some football. You don't even have to move. But I was there. We fed them. It was great. It was fun.
What a good tradition you're launching.
That's the second year.
Now, Blue Star, since moving to downtown Vero, has taken on some new twists and turns. The menu is different. The decor is now
different.
We've
been evolving. We're no longer a rock and roll bar on the beach that moved downtown.
Right.
Stage is gone. I've spent a lot of time going back to my roots, which, you know, I moved to Vero to work at the Windsor Club, and fine dining is what I've always done and what I really love. And so now I've redone the inside of the Blue Star, and it's really coming along. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Sure, I do agree.
And now that I have a whole kitchen and my staff is more than up to par, we're just going there. It's great. We've been running foie gras specials and veal chops and rack of lamb.
For those of our listeners that don't know what foie gras is.
Oh, that's duck liver.
Oh, yeah.
You take it and you sear it, and you serve it with a blueberry chutney and a little arugula salad. It's to die for.
Really?
Yeah. It's the most luxurious thing in the world.
Oh.
At least chefs love it because we're completely addicted to it. And we put it on our menu just so that we can eat the scraps and the random pieces that don't make it onto your
Bonus.
Plate.
Yes.
Because we can't afford it otherwise, but it's delicious.
Well, you hit me with some fun facts that this past Sunday was National Bloody Mary Day.
Did you not know that when I called you?
I didn't.
Oh, because.
Nor was I indulging.
I didn't know it, but actually my partner in crime, Bruce Jackson, got up early, as he always does because he can't sleep late, hit Facebook, and was like, what are all these pictures of Bloody Mary? And soon discovered. And so knowing that you have a Sunday tradition.
I do. I have
going over to Filthy's.
I do.
And doing their Bloody Marys, which they are
Create
legendary, super
Mary.
Famous mm-hmm, for. And mm-hmm. they do a phenomenal job.
Yes.
I would recommend to any single person, and they're not a sponsor of the show, but I would recommend to anybody, if you love Bloody Marys, I mean.
You got to try it.
Go to Filthy's. And
it's
the great
creative.
Thing is that if Filthy's sounds like a place you wouldn't go to for a Bloody Mary, you haven't been there lately because they redid their interior about
they
2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it's beautiful.
Yes, yes.
And Nick and Angela are doing a great job.
Yeah. Their little one should be here any day now.
Oh, good Lord.
Little
really?
Baby Sawyer.
I didn't know
She's
that.
She's totally ready. Like, please come join us
please,
now.
Please, so I can have a cocktail.
That would be great,
Can we
son?
Just get this over with?
But so it was National Bloody Mary Day. Did you know that today is National Bean Day?
That is so weird. I had green beans for lunch.
January 6th.
I didn't
National
do that on purpose.
National Bean Day.
Is that like beans that make you fart or like green beans?
Yeah, I think the latter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But truly, so maybe there should be a bean soup on the menu. Folks, if you have not gone into the Blue Star, I truly believe that Kitty might be the most talented soup creator in all of Indian River County.
That's so nice.
And with this weather, it's indicative of good soup
you
and
know,
good wine.
Solely because of my friendship with you, which has been almost, what, 14 years? 12, 14 years?
Yeah.
I can't even remember. How old's Charlie? And then we had a couple years.
Right. He'll be 10 this year. Crazy.
Perfect. Yeah. It is crazy. But just because you are always the soup queen.
Love soup.
And I never liked soup. I never ate soup. I would make soup, but I didn't care about it. Now I'm like, you know, when I retire, I'm just going to rent 500 square feet and just make soup all day.
It would make so many people happy.
Kitty's Soup Kitchen.
I love it. Not for the needy.
And I'll serve bread from the patisserie because they have great bread.
They do.
I know.
So maybe a bean soup will be on the menu this week. If not, what can
actually,
our folks expect?
It's going to be, I already know the answer to that. It's going to be kind of a version of Hoppin' John. It's going to be a really tasty soup made with chicken stock and black-eyed peas.
Ooh.
And some andouille sausage and
Yum.
Kale and tomatoes. It's going to be a real hearty, robust, because it's a little bit colder.
Yeah.
Brothy type soup. It's going to be really good for you. Real clean.
Not cream-based.
Not cream-based.
Not too
nope.
heavy. You know, we're trying to make our New Year's resolutions.
It's something that you could actually have just for dinner with some nice crusty bread.
Ah, so bread will come with the soup.
Only if you ask.
I will be there on Friday.
We have this strange thing going on in our country right now. It's called I'm gluten-free.
Ah.
I'm okay with it because I don't actually eat a lot of bread. I love great bread, but I never think about eating it. I don't know why.
Oh,
I'm always fantasizing about meat.
You gotta dip good bread, both, as am I. You gotta dip good bread in a good soup.
Exactly.
But, you know, we're getting ready to end this first segment. I want to just quickly give a shout out to our sponsors that have been with us the longest, of course.
Sandridge,
which is the premier public golf course in all of Indian River County.
Golfing couldn't be any better right
this
now with the temperatures.
Week launches the after-school golf program. If your child is anywhere between the age of 7 to 17 and you're interested in them practicing or learning
yeah.
about golf, this is the time. Indian River Golf Foundation has online applications, but you just show up. And today
just
is
call
Sandridge.
Bella.
It launched every Wednesday will be at Sandridge. And the different days have different courses, depending on which neck of the woods of the county your kid lives in. But Sandridge, I tell you what, they have adult classes. They have teams. You can participate. It's the new year. They have all sorts of great opportunities for you to get out there, meet people, various scrambles, benefiting nonprofits.
See,
it's
I
a
need to go
thing.
Out and get some instruction from Bella because we did golf for a 1 week course in high school.
Ah.
That's my golfing experience.
Limited, then, one might say.
Well, I'd call
Limited.
It brief.
She blinked and it was over.
But yeah, I could go out and get some instruction from Bella. And then the best thing of all, you and I could go out and we could have silly golf day.
I like that idea.
That would be fun.
That would be way fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, creating relationships. That's what it's all about. You're out there on the golf course. Who knows who you're going to meet?
It's all wonderful people. Does wine go with golf?
It does. Hand in hand.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in.
It's like peanut butter and jelly.
Ah.
And of course, Foxy
like peas
Nails.
And carrots.
I love peas
Mac
and
cheese.
I watched Forrest Gump again over break.
I did too over Christmas.
Peas and carrots.
I hadn't
Me
seen it in so long. It was that's such a great movie.
So darn wholesome.
It just hurts.
And of course, Foxy Nails open 7 days a week. I know that I was able to go there. They were open even New Year's Day.
They even make men look fabulous.
That's right.
I know.
Pedicures, waxing.
And I tell you what, if you have a daughter who is younger than, let's say 16, maybe, because otherwise they throw their own party.
Ah.
And she's got a birthday coming up. Oh my God. They
Even
throw
for the little girls,
the
they have the cute little chairs.
Parties for the little girls, get them together, take them to Foxy, have a little mani-pedi party
yeah.
with all of their friends. And then they can, you know, do the tea thing at your house. And play with the Barbies.
So
it's so
fun.
Much fun.
So
fun.
Or even bridal parties.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. It's almost spring. It's like love is in the air. Everyone's getting engaged.
Love is always in the air.
It is. You're right. Hey, listen. Visit theveroinsider.com. We've revamped our website. You can find us on Facebook. But there's more in store about where to go, what to try, and how to give back. It's the first Wednesday of January.
I'm so excited. Woo!
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Lifestyle Concierge of Vero Beach would like to welcome back our northern friends to the area. We are here to help you get settled in, get organized, and stocked up so you can get out the door and on your way to enjoying the Florida lifestyle in beautiful Vero Beach. Lifestyle Concierge of Vero Beach offers an extensive array of services to help you at very affordable prices. Give us a call to see how we can help you at 772-217-2160 or visit us online at www.conciergevero.com. Lifestyle Concierge of Vero Beach, making life easier every day.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
Panda Contractors will make you smile. Panda Contractors is a full-service Vero Beach roofing contractor and remodeling company serving the greater Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie areas. With in-house consulting services and trained installers, Panda Contractors is a leader in roofing services such as leak repairs, roof ventilation. We also provide home renovations such as bathroom and kitchen remodeling, home additions, and much, much more. Panda Contractors is a member of the ITEX trading community. Your ITEX dollars are welcome.
It's a Latin New Year.
Spanish wine on a wonderful wine Wednesday.
You know, you should be happy.
I am happy.
Me too.
It's my partner in crime, Kitty Wagner of the Blue Star, and I'm your happy hostess with the Moses, Anna Valencia Tillery. The first Wednesday of January 16th.
Can you believe January's almost over with?
We're in the first week, Kitty.
It goes so fast.
It does. It does seem like that. We blink, bam. You know, we've got a wonderful new sponsor for the show. We're very excited about these ladies. I'm sure that many of our listeners are familiar with them. It's Lucy Cranker and Shannon Pohl. These ladies have been a team for over 15 years in mortgage lending. And prior to them being where they are now at Caliber Home Loan, they worked in Big Bank America, which is just different, you know, and there's a lot of
hoops you have to go through. Great.
These ladies know what they're talking about. I've been with them and sat on affiliate councils and attend lots of networkings with them in the Realtors Association and elsewhere. Me as White Glove Moving, of course, and them being in the business of home loans. And it's really outstanding to me how they can make it easy to comprehend what it is we're supposed to do. And let's face it, it's a new year. People have set goals for themselves. A lot
Absolutely.
Of our listeners may have more than one home already.
Or maybe they're going for their first time home.
Or maybe they're going for their first time home.
Home loan.
Or maybe you're looking to refinance. The fact of the matter is, tax season is just weeks away. And my ladies at Caliber Home Loan of Vero Beach want you to make sure that you invest wisely. And what's better to invest in than a home?
The classic American benchmark investment.
That's right.
Take care of your home.
The dream of home ownership.
And it will eventually, when you're older, take care of you, which is a really smart thing to do.
You got that right.
Yep.
And so the ladies just want you to kind of put in the back of your mind as we launch 2016 that being a homeowner really is the it thing this year. They said that owning a home and having it paid off is like the Benz. That people always wanted before.
It's
like that level of success that's sort of like your notch in the bedpost.
Well, and interest rates are still really low.
Right.
I know the Fed announced that they're going to raise them, but still, even if it goes up a half, a quarter, even 1 point, it's still so much. I mean, I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and, you know, my parents, when I was 12, in like, I don't even remember, sometime in the 80s, you know, they
the
refinanced
numbers blur.
Their house and they were happy they got 13%.
Right?
I mean, seriously, as an American
person,
to be able to own a house that is a long-term investment and get it at 3 to 4% or 4 to 5%, that is great.
And with tax season right around the corner, if you're a family, you have a couple children, let's face it.
You got deductible central.
Right. And your refund ought to be a significant chunk of change to put as a down payment or towards the down payment. So the ladies at Caliber of Home Loans, they are here for you to be able to pick their brains, figure out what you need to do to get on track to be able to be a homeowner or to refi or to get that next home. And what are your write-offs and the things
and
that
can go
with it?
And I got to tell you something. I mean, I hate to interject, but no. I bought my first house when I was 20 because my older brother told me that that was the smartest thing I could do. And I thought, well, I'm going to be going to culinary school and working in town for at least 5 years. And so rather than rent, that might not be a bad idea. So I bought my first house and my monthly mortgage payment, because, you know, I was in Columbus, I bought it on campus and I bought a house for like $45,000 and I put $9,000 down. And I think that my monthly mortgage payment was at the time was something like $287 or $300. But in order to rent an apartment at the time, a one bedroom apartment or a two bedroom that you shared, it was going to cost you at least $350. So I rented out my second bedroom, even though it was a 2-1, which was great because of the location. And I always got $300 for the other bedroom, which covered utilities. Yeah, it worked out really well. So it doesn't matter what age you are. I always tell people, I'm like, think about buying a house. You don't have to think that you're going to live there forever.
Yeah.
I had no idea how long I was going to live there, but I got great deductions off of my taxes. I'm a 1040 filer. It was very simple. And I built some equity. And when I sold it and bought my next house, it just helped me step up the ladder because the money I made off the first house took me a little bit higher. And at that time, I, you know, had then finished my schooling and my apprenticeship and I was getting paid better. And so it's a great step to free yourself. Because rents go up, down, sideways, and all around. And rents in Indian River County right now are actually, you know, I think they're really high for what you're getting because some of them aren't so nice.
Well, they're high everywhere throughout Florida.
We are
the number one state in which people move to.
Yep.
As White Glove Moving, we love that. We want them to keep coming. But there is something very special about Vero. And overall, our rates in Indian River County as a whole are modest compared to some elsewhere. But rent is rent. And if you're not going to be someplace for 5 years, the rule of thumb is it might be smarter to rent.
Well, even whatever you can do, I mean, it's not a bad idea to go and talk to the ladies you're talking about.
Numbers with Caliber
and
talk
to if you, even if you're not sure if you want to buy a house, it's really good to go and talk to your lenders and just find out what they require because you'd be surprised. When I was 20, was terrified. I didn't know, you know, what kind of documents they needed. And it ended up being really simple and really stupid. And all of a sudden I was in a house. I was like, whoa, I can't believe I just did that.
Best decision ever.
Crazy. Yeah.
Love that. You know, speaking of being able to buy something and then maybe paying it forward, if you will, at Pac-Mail Beachside right now. And thank you all for those who came in and shipped their gifts, shipped their heirlooms.
And bought airtime cards for the soldiers.
That's right.
Yay.
And every APO address package. Right now, we are actually collecting chocolates. Chocolates for our troops for Valentine's Day.
I love it.
It's a collaboration with the Military Moms Prayer Group. It's a fantastic opportunity to let them know that we care. If you were able to contribute at the holidays, fantastic. Let's do it one more time because it's the only time you can really ship chocolate where it's cool enough to do so. However,
that is a very valid point.
It is the point.
You can't do it in July.
Right. But if you weren't able to jump on the holiday bandwagon because Christmas had you stretched, just think about stopping by at Pac-Mail. You can drop off chocolates. You can drop off your old phones. And of course, we're here to help you ship all of your goods, especially for those who are thinking about doing any traveling. We can ship your luggage for you. Pac-Mail Beachside.
If you're going skiing in Vail, just ship your skis.
Round trip. We give you the return label and everything. It's brilliant. Saves you a ton and you don't have to wait in the carousel line.
Ship your bike. Ship your skis.
Ship it all.
Ship everything.
So I was saying earlier, theveroinsider.com, we've got a revamped website. website. We also have some freshness going on our Facebook page, so make sure you follow us, the Vero
Which
Insider
was super
on Facebook.
Cool. You just showed it to me.
I know.
It's awesome.
But there's more in store about where to go, what to try, and how to give back. Happy January.